It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. As Colorado's population ages, more and more families will be caring for older adults. This is especially true in the state's Latino communities. By 2047, nearly half the state's population over 60 will be Latino. And while there are programs to aid caregivers, reaching more families with this support may mean taking a different approach. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Maribel Jimenez lives on a pleasant residential street in Longmont. She works as a medical translator. Both her mother and her grandmother live with her.
Cabalita, ¿qué cómo está? Dice.
Bien, gracias.
Yeah, she's doing well.
¿Cómo andan? Bien.
And how are you guys?
Estoy bien.
Doing good.
Jimenez's mother, Juana de Dios Jimenez, does much of the caregiving for her 88-year-old mother.
Hago comida, food, la baño.
I bathe her.
Y todo lo que necesita.
And anything she might need.
Uh-huh. What does it mean to you that you are able to stay with your mother and offer her help?
Todo. Estar con ella ahorita.
It means everything to her, she says. But that doesn't mean being a caregiver is easy.
I was sent home with my mom from the hospital, and I was to change a catheter. I was giving her shots in her belly, blood-thinning shots in her belly.
That's Lori Ramos-Lemasters. After her mother suffered a stroke 15 years ago, she left a successful career as a mortgage banker in Littleton and moved to California.
I made the decision thinking that my mom was a very strong woman. The doctors didn't know what they were talking about. And she'd be on her feet in a year and I'd go back to my life as usual. And 8 years later, she passed away.
There are plenty of stories like these, and even more if you're Latino. A 2008 study from United Health and the National Caregiving Alliance found that 43% of Latinos are likely to live with the loved ones they care for. That's compared with 32% non-Latinos.
It is different in a Latino population.
Jayla Sanchez-Warren heads the Area Agency on Aging for the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
The family is very more involved in the care of elders.
Sanchez-Warren says this is generally a good thing. But service providers for older adults still haven't figured out the best way to support families that are doing this, especially in the Hispanic community.
We've recently started a Latino outreach program and a case management program here to really try and understand how to serve that population better.
It's not just hiring bilingual employees and translating existing materials, although Sanchez-Warren has recently hired staff to do that. It's also acknowledging that Latinos and other culturally distinct communities may not be best served by the status quo.
So we need to figure that out so that we can offer appropriate services. And it may look different than it does today.
Like instead of having a house cleaner come to an elder's house, maybe the service could help out the caregiver by cleaning her house. But changes like this don't happen fast, and that worries Lori Ramos-Lemasters.
What my biggest concern is that our systems take so long to adjust, so we don't have the time, and that's scary.
After her mother died, she dedicated her life to helping other caregivers. She recently completed a series of focus groups with Latino families in the Denver area. One thing they struggled with?
The feeling of being disrespectful to their parent if their parent was initially uncomfortable with the idea of bringing a stranger into the home, which left them very little time for self-care.
LeMaster says caregivers must be included in the care plan from the start, with doctors, service providers, and other support programs. And it's got to be done in a way that builds trust. Otherwise, the Latino population will continue to be underserved. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.